It's been 1 year since tens of thousands of teachers walked out of their classrooms and marched on the Arizona State Capitol wearing red.
Red for A! Red for A!
Well, I think the message today is that I've been listening and I've been impressed. But the winners today are the teachers in the state of Arizona.
With over 57,000 votes cast and tallied, 78% of the school employees in this state said yes.
On Thursday, we will begin a walkout. We can no longer allow the status quo in this state to go unchanged.
So I want the Arizona voters to know and to remember who defended the teacher in November. Who voted for the 20? You can laugh all you want, but the bottom line is that board tells the truth.
It was the peak of a growing trend of teachers taking action to demand higher pay. And this week, we're hearing some perspectives on that event and what the impact of it has been since. Yesterday, we heard from State Senator Paul Boyer at the Capitol, where legislators are debating a new state budget right now. Today, let's turn to one of the teachers at the heart of this debate. Rodrigo Palacios teaches world history and economics to 10th and 12th graders at Tempe High School. And last year, he helped organize teachers at his school as they walked in, stand out, and finally when they walked out in protest. Palacios always knew he wanted to be a teacher. He's from a family of them, and he's been doing it for more than 15 years. So he knows the importance of the job and how big of a difference it can make when schools have the funding they need.
It's the light bulbs that you see in young people. It's the aha moments, I think, that drives me personally. It's the relationships I get to build with my kids. I've been teaching now for 17 years. I coached volleyball for a lot of that time as well. And so those relationships that I've been able to build, I've got kids who are parents now, are out in the workforce, and being able to cheer them on, even if it's from far away, and see that they are and have become productive citizens. To me, that's one of the most gratifying things about being a teacher.
So you've been in the classroom for a long time. Was there a specific moment for you when it became sort of clear that schools were underfunded here, that you did not have the resources that you needed?
I've always known. I think it's been that dirty little secret that nobody talked about, or was maybe talked about in the water coolers. But for a long time, we would just shrug our shoulders and be like, well, that's what happens in Arizona. There isn't the political will here. The aha moment came last year when we went to a rally at the Capitol mid-March, and those five demands were presented. Seeing the power of educators and allies of educators be like, enough is enough. I think that was a big aha moment for me.
So from your point of view, and I know you were involved in Red for Ed last year, involved in the walkouts, involved in a lot of that, organizing it. When did this movement begin from your point of view?
For me personally, it began in early March. I know that there were some talks on social media, maybe even in January or February, with some of the leaders and Joe Thomas. But I decided to join and became a Red for Ed liaison at my local campus because I didn't see anybody else stepping up. And I thought, this is important. We've gone long enough. This isn't a 10-year problem. This has been a 20, 30, 40-year problem in our state without enough funding for education, that I thought, I need to inform my colleagues, the people across the hall from me. Never really intending to dive so deeply into it, but being willing to, like I said, share information that I gathered.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a year since this kind of all boiled over, since those rallies started, since the walkout officially happened. What did that feel like for you that day that all the teachers finally left?
It was powerful. Seeing tens of thousands of people marching down Washington Street. Like I said, I was one of the organizers for my school, so I didn't actually get to march. because I got there early and set up an area and organized, okay, we're going to meet in this part of the memorial park.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to see, I got a different vantage point, and it was just as powerful in my opinion. I walked over to where Washington Street arrives on the Capitol, and I got to see the wave of red approaching, and the camaraderie and the unity was incredibly powerful.
Yeah. Okay, so a year later, do you think the walkout worked? Did it accomplish what you and the other teachers involved wanted it to accomplish?
So I think there's two parts to that. No, I don't think it accomplished fully what we wanted it to accomplish. Like I mentioned earlier, in mid-March, we came out with five demands.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is Governor Ducey came up with this 20 by 20 plan where he promised 10% last year, gave, quote unquote, 10% to the districts. The reality is the state's definition and the legislature's definition of what a teacher is isn't always the reality.
Hmm.
And so many districts ended up having to use that 10% increase to spread it out even further to some of the certified staff that aren't defined as teachers or considered teachers under the legislature's definition. We didn't want to leave support staff behind in our district, so we allocated some of those funds as well to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe a half of one of the demands that was met. There's still four other demands that I think are important to address, and those demands aren't specifically just about teacher pay. It's about the resources that we do not have in the classroom.
So the legislature is working now on the budget for next year. What would you like to see in it?
Well, a lot more funding for education. I would like them to stick to their promise of 20 by 2020 and actually push that up to fiscal year 2020, which is this fiscal year that they are making the budget for now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to increase district additional funding. One of the biggest problems in our public schools is our buildings are falling apart. I teach at one of the oldest schools in the state, and the buildings are old. The buildings are in need, because of their age, of tremendous amounts of repairs and upkeep. The other thing is I'd love to see more funding for support staff. They don't get the credit that they absolutely deserve. The bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the custodial staff, the paraprofessionals who work in our self-contained classrooms with our kids with special needs, they don't get paid nearly as much as they should. And so we tend to have a revolving door of personnel who work in those positions because they just can't have a sustainable life mm-hmm. with the wages that they have.
And there's still a pretty massive teacher shortage across the state.
As of the last report that we had heard, 1,700 teachers. There's a 1,700 teacher shortage mm-hmm. in our state still.
So I get the sense that many teachers who were involved in Red for Ed are dissatisfied with what happened. Like you're saying, not enough has changed. Is there any sense that, you know, if the legislature does not do that this time around, that there will be another walkout?
There's definite dissatisfaction. I think people are sick and tired of watching our legislature play political football and continue to punt this funding down the field. I don't know where the will of teachers is necessarily when it comes to the idea of another walkout. I know that in the meetings that we have as Red for Ed leaders, we want to focus on the idea of grassroots building our ability to advocate for ourselves. That's an important ability to have. And to find legislators who are willing to not punt that political football and really sit down and do the hard work of finding a source of funding that can be good for the state.
Right. Rodrigo Palacios is a social studies teacher at Tempe High School. Rodrigo, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.